self-sufficiency, genuine goal of Islamic revolution. Our heartiest congratulations, dear listeners, on the advent of the 41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. On the sixth day of the 10-day dawn celebrations, we present you the sixth episode of the Fajr special series. Our topic today is self-sufficiency, genuine goal of Islamic Revolution. Stay with us. In the Holy Quran, the Almighty describes the true followers of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as individuals who keep progressing and blossoming. For upright Muslims, this description is a source of happiness and a source of honor, whilst it is the cause of fury and frustration for the foes of Islam. The 8-year war that the United States imposed on Iran in the 1980s through its agent, the former Iraqi dictator Saddam, was the most destructive war after the Second World War, although for the Iranian defenders who enacted epics during their 8 years of holy defense, it was the most honorable period in Iranian history. Now, over 3 decades later, after the end of the war, the avowed enemies of the Islamic Revolution, led by the United States of America, continue their illegal sanctions and economic terrorism against the Iranian nation, because of the failure of all other American plots. Without the least doubt, the Islamic Republic of Iran gained valuable experiences during the unwanted 8 years of imposed war. It made the best opportunities out of the hardest and most horrible threats. The imposed war, or holy defense as it is called in Iran, was a clear manifestation of God's promise to the true believers in the Holy Quran. In Ayah 7, of Surah Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O you who have faith, if you help Allah, he will help you and make your feet steady. For the past 4 decades, the domineering powers have exerted their utmost efforts through a hybrid war to create various difficulties for the Islamic Republic. Nevertheless, a brief look at the achievements of the Islamic Republic shows that despite threats and sanctions, Iran has succeeded in surmounting all obstacles to turn threats into opportunities and increase the efficiency of its system. The Holy Quran makes it clear in Ayah 141 of Surah Nisa that Muslims should be independent and never allow the unbelievers to dominate them, since the unbelievers are bound to perish. Ayah 141 of Surah Nisa in the Holy Quran says, "And so that Allah may purge those who have faith, and that He may wipe out the faithless." This ayah clearly proves the situation of an Islamic society must not be such that non-Muslims would dominate it politically, militarily, culturally, or economically. This guideline is a strong engine for Muslims to move towards severing their dependence on outsiders and rejecting their domination. This is the very message of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. The necessity of economic independence was raised from the very first day of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Excessive dependence on Iran's economy on oil revenues has been one of the biggest calamities that have persisted since the Pahlavi regime. This dependence has made Iran vulnerable against the hegemonic powers. Yet, this threat in some domains has turned into an opportunity, as the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said, "Sanctions can be an opportunity, But why? Because experience shows the country that enjoys natural resources like oil, whenever their revenues decrease, they think of economic reforms. They find a motive, the motive of reforms. They find the motive to free themselves from dependence on oil revenues. Thus, dependence on this natural resource, this single product, that is, oil-based economy, is one of the biggest problems which we face today. The 8 years of imposed war on Iran, the 8 years of holy defense, had other achievements as well for the Iranian nation. For example, self-belief and self-reliance were amongst those achievements. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has said, "Yes, we lost many dear souls in the war and sustained a lot of material and other losses. But what sprang from the hearts of this nation, whose blessings and value are higher than everything, both for the present and for the future of this nation, are the sense of self-reliance, the sense of dignity, independence, and national self-belief. This resistance showed that if a nation gathers on the basis of faith in God and righteous deeds, every seemingly unfeasible thing will miraculously turn feasible one after another." Thus, as a result of efforts for self-reliance, Islamic Iran has made dazzling progress in science and technology and has reached self-sufficiency in many disciplines. The Islamic Republic of Iran has been under cruel and illegal sanctions of a few Western powers for several decades. The recent sanctions have surely put the Iranian people in straits, but considering the solidarity between the people and the Islamic system, these pressures have inspired young people in Iran to rely on their own abilities and domestic capabilities and resources to meet their needs. Now, the strengthening of domestic sources will lead Iran to lessen its dependence on oil revenues and develop other sources of revenue. Experts are hopeful that in spite of sanctions, the Islamic Republic will turn into a first and foremost economic and scientific power in the Middle East region, in little over a decade, inshallah, God willing. Today, Iran has gained access to different technologies in many different areas of science and technology. Some of the military achievements of Iran include long-range precise missiles, fighters and reconnaissance drones, surface and subsurface frigates, light and heavy arms, and sophisticated radar systems. We owe this progress to the selfless efforts of great men like Martyr Hassan Tehrani Moghaddam, who was a pioneer in the field of missile technology. We should know that resistance will definitely bear fruit and that the divine promise will come true. Another domain in which Iran has made spectacular progress in recent years is peaceful civilian nuclear technology. Yet this achievement, like other scientific achievements of Iran, has been the target of plots by the United States and the Zionist regime and their accomplices in Europe and the region, despite the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear energy program. In spite of all these hurdles, Iran today is amongst the top 10 countries that have mastered the full nuclear fuel cycle. The central element of economic independence in the Islamic system is to cut any dependence on international economic structure and the global system of materialism. This way, the country can stand on its own feet. In view of this, the Iranian young people in Iran have inspired by the guidelines of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, have taken big steps towards growth and progress. Hence, the ground has been laid for rivalry with the products of advanced countries. Iran is now a serious competitor in terms of production of high-tech goods. Presently, the Islamic Republic has stood against illegal sanctions, thanks to the astute and prudent guidelines of the leader of the Islamic Revolution. The country is the most independent country in the world, and the affairs of the country are administered for the benefit of the people rather than the interests of the enemies. The great concern of the domineering powers, led by the United States, is not just because of losing their dominance over Iran, but more importantly, the Islamic Revolution has seriously challenged the policy of extortion and monopoly of the bullying powers, and has turned into a role model for other nations to follow.